Have you ever wondered how sound can heal, inspire, and transform your life? What if the vibrations around you could unlock your true potential and guide you to a deeper sense of harmony? Welcome to Sound Pathways, the groundbreaking journey into the healing power of sound, creativity, and connection with your host, Dr. Karen Olson. In each episode, she explores the profound link between your mind, body, and spirit. From composers and musicians to sound healers and visionary leaders, she'll dive into captivating conversations that reveal how sound shapes your reality, heals our wounds, and helps us manifest our dreams. And guess what? You're part of the conversation. So call in and ask questions and experience personalized sound healing live. And let your sound be your guide to the life you've always dreamed of.
Welcome to Sound Pathways, where every note is a heartbeat and every story is a song of transformation. Today, I am so honored and grateful to welcome Donald Newsome. He is one of the twin visionary founders behind BBS Radio TV. We're going to listen about lessons from the ranch, and business and fires and rebuilding and faith and awakening and soul wealth. And we'll learn how to explore our gifts and how he became a pioneering platform for voices and ideas that matter. It's one universal voice, building a network of life, transforming vision and struggle and creativity into voices that matter. BBS Radio TV gives Sound Pathways and so many distinctive voices a home and a platform to share globally and make a difference. Their original vision began with Don, an innovator and man of deep, abiding faith. His belief in a loving, divine presence generously inspires his service, peace, compassion, and change. And his brother joined him afterwards with his gifts in technology, creativity, writing, and connecting people and ideas. And together, their talents and shared purpose built this platform for important voices. And I am just so grateful for their extraordinary kindness and support of Sound Pathways. It's really made a difference in my life, and I feel grateful that I can share, for the guests to be able to share, and just for the listeners to be able to embrace the messages. So as you listen, consider what gift or challenge or voice may be asking you to serve through you. So thank you. Here you are. I was amazing.
Well, it's
so
a
many.
Pleasure.
So here you are. Thank you. Thank,
thank
you so
you.
Much.
Thank you.
Being on the other, what does it feel like being on the other side?
You know, I haven't done a lot of interviews because we just don't have a setup for that sort of thing. You know, it's for remotely handling things. So I don't do a lot of interviews, although I've done a few here recently, but it's been years that I've actually done interviews. And we did a few recently. And yeah, I enjoy it. I mean, I'm a talker. I love to talk. So,
And you're a thinker.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
And what a voice you have.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
It's really made for media. Yeah. So I want to talk about how it all began in Canada. From your early days, I read that you're pitching cattle on the cattle ranches, and you learned about responsibility and hard work and perseverance. And you watched your father rise and fall and find the courage to begin again. So how did these early lessons shape your ability to rebuild and reinvent and invent yourself?
Well, I must say my folks were a huge, huge advantage because they're very loving, very intelligent, very loving, very kind. And hardworking people. So we had great parents. You know, that you can't say that. I see that a lot. I mean, I just can't say that. It's rare, in fact, that you have two very awesome parents. And, you know, my mother was a little more conservative. My father was wild. He was like a wild stallion. And by that, I mean, he loved adventure. He sought out glory and money. And for him, it was all a game. You know, he would bet the farm every time. You know, if he made quite a bit of money, he would just as easily either walk away from it if he didn't like the people. And I mean, walk away from the money, millions, just walk right out the door, never turn around. Or he would, you know, bet on black, put it all on black. he wasn't a gambler per se. As far as chips and cards, but he loved to gamble in business. And the bigger the risk, the greater the reward, is the way he always put it. And we learned a lot from both of them. There was a very interesting dynamic between the two. And Doug and I got to feed off of both. And it was an adventure. My life growing up, I was born in Canada, and my father was he got into ranching, and it was a rather large ranch, and he first wanted to get into timbering off quite a bit of northern British Columbia, but the new NDP, New Democrat Republic, got in, and they weren't going to have any of that, so he had a difficult time. Then a very expensive timber mill burned down, and you know, tens of millions. It was just horrifying. And when that burned down, he slowly went into cattle. And when he went into cattle, just to save the ranch, you know, bring in the cattle, beef prices fell. So they fell right out of the bottom. And, you know, we probably lived in this, I think there was 56 bedrooms, you know, double winding staircase, you know, on up, and the cookhouse is 4,000 square feet. And, everywhere you looked, from the rivers to the lakes, to the mountains, to the streams, you owned it all. It was just, and you'd fly different places in the little planes. And, you know, it was a fairy tale for a little while, up until we were about six. And then he went pretty broke. So there was, it was like getting Christmas when Christmas used to run until New Year's. And the Christmas tree, you know, they would cut it and they would stick it into this place. They would bring workhorses, these huge, big workhorses, and they would fell this massive tree, put it on this massive sled, and they would take forever putting it up, all the way up. And Christmas, you'd get everything on your list. You know, like if you had a three-page list, you got it all. But what was weirder is the next day after Christmas, there was even more. You'd open them up, it would take forever. The next day there was even more. The next day there was even more. The next day there was all the way till New Year's, right? And then when he lost it all, I remember that year, my mother gave me a belt and socks.
Wow.
And she said, well, this is a good lesson for you. You know, you're not always going to have what you want. And so there's ups and downs in life, but extreme. There were very extreme ups and downs. And then we ended up in one of the worst places in Canada, in Vancouver. It was, you know, we saw kids that had, they were murdered. They were drug addicts. There were crazy nutcases. They were, my gosh. But we lived there for a spell. Couldn't wait to get out of there. And it's this mall, you know, these big malls in a very dilapidated area. So, you know, we spent a few years being really broke. And then my father decided to, when I was nine, live in the States, start over. And he went back into something he knew a lot about, mining, gold, silver, base metal mining. And then he made it very wealthy. And my brother and I started working with him as we got into our probably 15, 16 years old. We were working full time. And we moved up the ladder quickly because he was our dad. And we messed everything up. I mean, we were young, naive, full of vip and vinegar, didn't know anything, cocky, arrogant, foolish. And it cost him a lot of money.
That's so amazing how you observed your dad having such extreme wealth and having everything you could dream of to having so little, and what you witnessed on both ends. And wow, and that makes me think of your conversations that talked about the fires that you endured. And I can't even imagine, I would shudder at one
fire.
Life
was
now
an adventure. Life's
so many
adventure.
Fires. That you lost everything more than once, and you rebuilt, and you had such dedication. And so what do you learn from all those times you lost everything? And what did you learn, what can't be taken away, and how you, when it felt impossible, how you were able to take even the first step?
That's a tough thing. What do you learn in situations like that? I can tell you that I still wake up sometimes in fits because I can't believe the loss. I have a pretty interesting family, being a Newsom. And, I have pretty interesting family lineage in Europe. And I was given a lot of things, and I collected a lot of things. Things that, there may be only one or two copies or one or two things in the world, right? Things that were so valuable that you might not, some probably could put a price on, I don't know. I mean, just so valuable, so many things. Six boxes. Massive boxes, pictures from everybody, and almost the entire mint collection of U.S. stamps, and bought out a comic store, and I filled a 5-bedroom home, ceiling to floor, and I set it out all the most expensive ones, and all the books that, like my dad said, don't ever lose this. There's only one, or there's only two copies of this. You never want to lose this book. I wanted my kids to have an adventure, right? I didn't want them to just have money when I died. I want them to have the adventure of a lifetime. And I spent my life building that. And I'm every cent, sometimes five, 10, sometimes even $15,000 a month going into all this stuff for years. And it was taken away from me just like that. It was, what did I learn? I learned that it isn't fun. That isn't something anybody should ever have to go through, because I've never collected a thing since, and I never will. It's just too disheartening. I couldn't do it. I did learn one valuable thing, the most important takeaway from losing everything, because I have lost everything three times. Nothing quite as severe as that. But my brother and I, we did quite well. We started, over a dozen companies. We did pretty well. We were go-getters. And we had been in a flood, and we had lost money through the fire, the flood, and we had another fire. So two fires and a flood. And then once, a very corrupt person we were dealing with, very corrupt. We made a deal for 50% of the company. We had 430 plus accredited investors. They all signed the accredited form because they were all Doug and my friends. And all that burned up in the fire too. All that information, everything that, all my contacts. Oh, it's just, I can't even tell you how bad that is. But, these people that went into this deal, because they were accredited, and signed this, the people that we had worked with ended up somehow getting lawyers, turning it into a private situation, and screwing everybody out of their holdings, including Doug and I out of 50% and every shareholder we had. Yeah, it was so. The takeaway from all of it is don't dwell on the past. It's gone. And that's a valuable lesson that I had to learn. Nothing is so important you can't let it go. Especially if it's money. You know, if you can't let it go, if it means more than it should, you're missing something. And I'm still trying to learn that, by the way. But it's key. It's a repetitive thing for me. It happens so often now, it's starting to be drilled into me. So I'm getting my bearings on it now. You know, don't worry about the past. Forget it. It's the past. Who cares? Just move on. You know, a lot of people end up in a lot worse situations where even in that paradise fire where they lost their lives, they lost their pets, they lost family members, they were homeless. That didn't happen, right? I was still able, I was young, and I had my twin brother, and I had a good family, and I was able to pick right up and, you know, start over without really missing a beat. So, and
wow.
PBS Radio is, it was just something I started because, when we were losing out on that company that we were working with, I had a hobby. I wanted a hobby, and I was meeting very, very interesting people. And I went through a phase. You know, you go through a spiritual phase because you lose so much, you can't quite understand. Like, woe is me, woe is me. And you really get in touch with your inner child, your inner knowing, your inner self. You read every book you can find and you just go deep, right? So I did. And that opened me up to some interesting things. And then some very paranormal things started to happen. And then people started contacting me. And I wanted a way to share that. And so PBS Radio was a way for me to share things that I found that were so important, but the media wasn't talking about it. They weren't talking about 911 and what really happened. They weren't talking about the money lost at the Pentagon, right? When the missile went into it. They weren't talking about UFOs and alien life forms, and that they do in fact visit, and they are here, and they spend time here. They weren't talking about any of them. And the people I had met, you know, had knowledge. I had some experiences and some physical experiences, but they had knowledge. They worked on some of this stuff, and I just couldn't believe that nobody knew. And I wanted to create a forum where, you know, people could talk about this without censorship. That was the key. Because these, you know, there are many life-changing things. And not to be allowed to talk about them or not discuss them in an open, safe forum, I think that's wrong.
Wow, you really made that happen. It's amazing. It's beautiful. And what does BBS stand for?
BBS stands for Blog-In Broadcasting Service. And because we started out as Blog-In Service, a blog in service to others. So as in that, you know, as we were starting this Blog-In Service, that later morphed into Blog-In Broadcasting Service, BBS. Right.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
How long did it take to merge into the TV aspects and the radio aspect?
We were there by 2004, 2005. We
so
started
you're pioneering.
Right. In the 1990s, late 1990s, I started tinkering. And I did it slowly. And I didn't, you know, I've never been in a radio station, just never been in one, never been in a TV station. I don't know how they do it, what they use. I never cared. I still don't care. All I had was, I was tinkering around a bit, and I realized that I could put something together that would allow a few of us to discuss these strange events, and people could listen on the internet. When I figured that out, people were tuning in saying, hey, I want to call in. I have a question. So then I figured out that little aspect. And then, you know, eventually just a little bit more. And then 5 years later, Doug, my twin brother, joined me. And we started moving really well at that point. Because then I had help and things were, you know, it was in around 2000. What was it, 2009, 2010. And, you know, with his help, the workload got a lot easier for me. And we were able to really start to grow. And we started into video, audio, remote. I think we were the first two companies to remotely, one of the first two to remotely engineer web media. And folks, the only company I know of was Voice America. And I also heard that I don't think they, I heard this from somebody that owns a media company, but I didn't check because, again, I don't care what other companies do. I never did. I don't go looking at what they do or what's their ideas or how do they do it. Or I just never care. I figure if you can't be original, then who are you? So I've always developed things just in my mind, and that company, Voice America, I don't think remotely engineers web media anymore. So
wow, it's just amazing how you merge your business ideas and your spiritual ideas and your willingness to just serve and your curiosity. That's the way we should all live.
Isn't that fun? Yeah, it was very organic. It's like it was meant to be. It's weird when you work on something that just organically, for no other reason, and it just becomes a beautiful enterprise, and it just starts blossoming year after year. And it was never really my intent. It just evolved.
Wow, you have so much passion. You're just like a Energizer bunny, you know, you just keep going and whatever
folks,
it takes.
There's no AC here, so I'm just letting you know. You can see me sweating and
sweating for real.
It's Texas weather, and our AC units are being worked on, and I couldn't find a fan, so please bear with me.
What's the temperature outside?
Not sure. I don't know. I stay inside when it gets this hot. Probably 98, maybe, I would guess.
Wow. It's amazing. Wish
I
we could send you some a breeze, but it's amazing. Yeah, you just plow through it. So many days, what you say, and then you're just ready to give more. It's really testimony to
Thank you.
An amazing
Thank
life.
You're too kind. You're always so kind. It's you make me sound like I'm putting every moment into this. Actually, I'm just having fun. I mean, I don't have to work a day in my life. I get up around 7 in the morning. I work 7 days a week till around 10 p.m. I will. But I love it so much that I don't get tired of it. You know, I smile when I get up and I smile when I go to bed. It's a real joy.
That's amazing. So inspiring.
Thank you.
And one thing that you've said is that we're mirrors for one another and that love is reflected back. So what does it really mean to become a loving mirror and help another person see their goodness?
Well, I always think that, you know, if you're not of service to others, you know, a lot of people say, hey, when you get on the plane, and the plane's going down, don't forget to put your mask on first. Everyone else can wait. I always thought that was a big joke. Now some people say, no, no, it's because you got to put on yours so that if you're safe, then you can help others. No, look, if I've got kids there, they get the mask first, I promise you. So I think in terms of the world's gone a little backwards. And if you're not of service to others, then you're missing out on the greater part of yourself, right? Because you're the greater me. You're the greater part of me, because there's so much out there and it is all me and I'm all it. And therefore, all this vastness everywhere must be the greater part of me, right?
So I love that.
Right. So if you choose to be of service and service to others, I think somehow that wins you more points, maybe.
Yeah, and so you do it with so much compassion. It's just really beautiful. Yeah. So it's also very special, your relationship with your twin brother, and just how that strength of going through all those hard things together, what a difference that must have made. And so what, Douglas was able, was he a little more technically oriented or business, or what did he bring to the, table?
My brother can write and put documents together and do underwritings and financings and put prospectuses together and put the numbers and crunch it all. And he loves to research data and build. And he's really a financial builder. And he can raise money because he's got a very eloquent way of speaking. I mean, yeah, he'll sell you. No matter what it is, he'll sell you. And he's really good at it. And so, you know, he brings financing ability and the ability to keep things financially organized and put the financial instruments together necessary for a company to thrive. And
wow, that's important. Right. That's a great balance.
Right.
Is he also creative?
He's very creative. He sings. He writes a lot of poetry. He used to study under Phil Mattson, The High Lows, Stan Getz, The Manhattan Transfer.
Wow.
So he spent 5 years doing that. He was singing for a decade before that. So he spent his lifetime, he liked to sing, he liked to write music, write poetry.
Does he bring that to the station, a show where he reads his poetry and sings?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I turned one of his songs into or several of his poems into music that play on our station.
Wow. I'd love to hear that.
Right.
What's the name of one of them?
You want to hear a little one? Sure.
I sure do.
All right. Okay. Let's see.
Thank you.
I could reach out and hold your heart. I'd stave off the dark and return the stars. Carry your name through the wind, across the seas and back again. If I could just once bottle your tears, carry them with me through the years, showering the earth a million times over, covering the land with four leaves of clover. to be. To be or not to be. If I could just couple your hands in mine, I'd banish the seasons for all of time. Call forth the angels to bring back our reading and open all eyes. Down all the trees, banish the birds, banish the bees, banish the water from ocean to ocean, level the mountains, halt the wind's motion, rip out the sky and tear it asunder, snuff out the stars, the spring and the summer, then fly from this earth as everything dies. To be or not to be. Be or not to be. So it would be best to give me your heart. Bottle your tears, everyone that you draw. And couple your hands forever in mine. All life will end because everything's dying.
It's a tearjerker, isn't it?
Beautiful. Yeah, it's amazing. The words and how it's done. And I know you shared that it's AI, which some people on this platform are, you know, singers and composers and everything, but it's beautiful to capture the meaning and the melody, and it'd be fun to hear a singer sing it too. You did a great job.
Oh, there is a singer that was so taken by the song. They you know, singer of note, and they're still talking without about
great.
Possibly
That's
putting
very
it on
inspiring.
An album of theirs. Right, right.
Wow, I love it, and it makes Thank me you. Think to be good and to be of service and to be who we're meant to be and to not be taken by darkness or evil or anything that doesn't serve us in the highest and best, which you really represent.
Oh.
It's beautiful, beautiful, and the compassion. You. Yeah. And so there's a phrase, I think it might be Doug that came up with it, but it fits both of you and your mission about soul wealth.
Ah.
And how it's different than the financial wealth and recognition and all of these things. So how do all the things you've gone through with your losses and all the pain and then all the victories, how does that speak to you about creating this soul wealth, which you have so much of?
Yeah, the soul wealth is all that matters, isn't it? So can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, because I switched something a bit there. Yeah, the soul wealth, I think, is all that matters. It's nothing else matters. not the money, not the cars, not the job, not even the relationships. Nothing matters more than your soul, wealth, health. I think that's what we're all here to learn. We might go through many people, many partners here or on the other side. I think we're on this one big, long, crazy journey that never ends. And oh, what a reward that is. And, you know, we're eventually, I think, we're growing into something, each and every one of us. And we're growing together. But there's something evolving here. And that's the journey. And it can only but evolve when you're talking forever. So I'm looking forward to forever. And I think when we come here, it really is a school ground, maybe a playground, but a school ground. And we can see that because there are off-worlders that, you know, they scribble little alphabets on fields, right? A little more involved than alphabets, but it's, you know, here's your playing blocks, right? You're in a school, you're learning, you're learning your science, you're learning philosophy, you're learning how etiquette, how to get along with people, how to be of service, what's important, what isn't. And you do this over and over and over again until you polish yourself. So there's a lot of, you know, things that I think we need to take away from this. And that's gratitude, most important. And forgiveness, you know, those are two key things, gratitude and forgiveness. Forgiving everyone and everything that you have a problem with, including when you lose money, you know, like, when that fire happened, I even though I still wake up in fits because the loss was just so much. It really was. It's for my kids, you know. I envisioned four kids, beautiful kids, and they're beautiful kids, having the time of their lives. They're never going to see a picture of my mother. Well, they might if I can find one. Gratitude and forgiveness are really the keys. And I've learned now to be grateful for even that fire. Look, I'm evolving. I'm still trying to get there. This ain't easy. I mean, you don't just wake up one day and say, hey, I'm okay with it. But I'm trying to get there because there is so much value in understanding that. When that much is taken, there's that value, that real reward. And it's a lot when you finally understand, you know, what it all means. And I think it comes down to community and communication are really the most important things we can, you know, that we can have and we can build. Because when we're gone on the other side, I'll bet you we'll have great memories. And I'm thinking we're probably going to remember just about everything we've ever done and every conversation we've ever had. But we're not, I don't think we're going to care about the wooden house or the 50 bucks in the wall, right? It's going to be, what did we do with it? What joy did we bring somebody? Where was the community? Where was the grace? Applying grace in your life. Like, you know, when you get grace or blessings from, let's say, the creator, there has to, you have to extend that too. So, I think we're here on a journey, but there's not, you know, we've been doing this for long enough. I would have to say most of us are narrowed down, which, really the refinements, what's really important. And I find that those two things, community and communication, of utmost importance.
That's beautiful. And from what I've experienced from you firsthand, it's a lot about sharing. Like if you're just building the wealth for yourself, that's not what it's about. It's that you do share it, that you are a mirror of the love that you give, and with the compassion and joy, so much joy. And it's just so beautiful. And I'm also thinking about listening, about being a good listener, to not be listening but having this little judge going on, like, oh, that's really weird. I've never thought of that. I think that doesn't make any sense, or whatever you could be thinking, rather than just listening and accepting, even if you say that's what they're thinking, even if you don't choose to take that on for yourself, but that this whole project is about listening for the hosts, so they have something to offer, something that's meaningful they want to share, and the guests. And I really want to acknowledge each person that's listening right now, that they're taking the time, that they're being open to taking in hopefully some inspiration and some lessons. It's nice if you don't have to, if we don't have to learn everything the hard way, if we could borrow a little from you, and how much that means. It's so beautiful. And on this show, one of my big hopes is sharing the concept of creativity, because I believe we're all creative. And I think some people sometimes think, well, look what they compose, look what they're doing, look at that, look at that. But that's not possible for me. But we are all creative. And what I love is the whole concept of creating our dreams, because that is what it is. It can be a bridge over our problems, and we see how to put different parts together, and that's creating our lives. And we're not just taking what comes to us, but we can be very proactive and create it, which is something you're such an example of. And I
Oh,
also want to ask
I
you.
like the way you put that. I totally
Yeah.
agree. I love the way you put that.
Oh, thank you.
Thank
Thank you so
you. Thank
much.
you.
And I want to ask how we can support your dream. I know your dream is always expanding, and your creativity. So I want to pick your brain, because I know you're creating even more and even bigger, and you have a GoFundMe
Well,
project.
we
And
know
so I want to hear
we
about that.
Yeah, we closed down the GoFundMe. We wanted 11,000, and
Oh,
we didn't want another dollar.
wow.
That's the second time we raised money. So
Wow.
I'm talking to this. The mic's over here, but sorry. that's the second time we raised money, and we wanted $11,000, really for servers, for new servers. And Doug and I have a hard time coming out of pocket all the time.
Yeah.
It's rough when you're constantly putting money into something you're wanting to make money from. But we raised 11,000. Over the most of it came right through our PayPal, on our website. So once we hit the 11,000, we shut it down. Because we just didn't need it anymore. A lot of people raise money, they want to go way over, because they just want more money. Doug and I, one time we had to raise money was after the fire, and we needed about 90 grand, and we got it within 30 days. And then we were
Wow.
sending checks back, $25,000 checks back to the people.
Wow.
We said, no, we're not going to cash it. We don't need it. We got what we needed. But what people are going to see here soon that we put together is bbsradiotv.com. And we believe me, we're ready. We could roll this out now, but there's always one little more thing that needs to be done, or one other thing. And it's a battle. So we're dealing with those one more things. But any day now, we're rolling that out. BBS Radio TV is going to be a sister site, but it's also going to be our host development console. So you're going to get a Google, YouTube, Facebook type content creator. Right. Thank you. Thank you. The guy who's developing this is explaining what I should be calling it. It's going to be a content creator. So you're going to have you're going to have a sister site, but you're also going to have tools that you can create advertisements. You can get sponsors and advertisers. You'll be able to schedule advertisements with your own calendars across all your social networks. You'll be able to create short videos and images. You have an AI chat that'll help you manage this, and you'll, you know, we're trying to give the hosts tools that will allow them to market, distribute, syndicate, and monetize their program in a much larger way. So these are tools that we're going to be unleashing on you. I say unleashing because some people will be overwhelmed by them and never touch them, and some people will be just, oh, thank you, thank you. So I don't know where you'll fit in. Wow. it's fun. So we're
exciting.
So there's a developer's console, right? Content creation for all of our hosts, for our guests, for our musicians. They're going to be able to do everything almost that we do and a lot more with AI, all their agents working on their behalf 24/7, literally. And bbsradio.com is getting a facelift. Now, it's going to be so vastly different than what you see now.
Wow.
Nothing will remain the same. Nothing. And wow, that is done. They've created all the templates, all the code, the databasing. We are now with bbsradio.com. We've moved all of our files into a new server array. And we provisioned that server. We have finalized various things. And now we're going to start implementing these new templates. So that's all coming. Wow. Probably at the same time, you're going to, you know, things with bbsradio.com and BBS Radio TV will just start coming out. And it's going to be a universe, world class all the way. And I say that because we're going to prove it.
That is amazing. Wow.
Thank you.
Wow, so inspiring.
Thank you.
And I do like the concept of one universal voice, that you bring so many people together. And when you look at your shows and all the variety and impact they have in this web of people and ideas and information and energy and creativity and consciousness, it's really amazing. And to really know that each voice matters. Each voice matters, and that people can call in and, or they could contribute, or just by their energy listening, that you become part of this one voice. It's really beautiful. Thank you so much. And not everyone is a host of a show. So we express our voices through relationships and work and service, and harmony just doesn't mean one person speaking at once or playing one note. It's when it comes together that we really feel and sense and hear the harmony as we listen.
Community, right?
Yeah, that's the word. For
and
sure.
And we're going to give
sure.
you community now. That is our goal. So you're going to be able to work with your guests in ways you've never seen before. Your guests are going to have their own universe, which will allow them to promote you and distribute your information right through our systems, through their own, admin dashboards. And same with musicians and same with writers. So we're giving everybody, writers, musicians, hosts, and guests, those four, we're giving them massive tools massive tools and integration systems where everything is very quick, easy, and it's going to work for them. It's going to be a great way to become a one-stop creation, wow, aggregation, and distribution system.
Wow. I love how you have visions and you make them happen. And then once you've achieved that, you're on to the next one. It's just a flow. That's pretty amazing.
Next year, I'd like to get into, I would actually like to see, how do I put this? The U.S. is probably one of the few countries that has remote engineering of internet media. Not a lot of, I've never heard of many companies doing this in other countries. And it might be their phone systems or their internet systems or whatever the case is. And there might, in some countries, there might, you know, might be growing quite a bit now. But I would like to see BBS in Germany, in Britain, in China, Japan. I'd like to see a station in that language with people from that country working in the station. So somewhat kind of like franchising it, but we would own the majority of it, of the company, right? So that's what I want to see happening.
Wow, that'll happen.
Right. Yeah.
That's exciting. Wow. Global. Right. Wow. Well, thank you for all the blessings you give. And I hope that we all find more and more ways to invite people into this family of communication and connection. It's really beautiful. And thanks for sharing your story, your brotherhood and faith and creativity and service, and reminding that creativity is not just what we produce, but it's how we respond to life and imagine and build and solve and connect and transform and overcome and build. And we begin again every day. So this has been just so inspiring for me about what true abundance is, with the love and courage and wisdom and all that we contribute. So we're not competing. We're just helping each other serve. And you make a platform for that and how we complement each other. And that losing what we build does not mean that we're losing what we are, that we just keep building and growing, and that each voice matters. So ask yourself, what are you creating? What's being created through you right now in a project, a conversation, collaboration, an act of kindness, or the courage to speak? It's one universal voice, because we're all contributing and we're all listening. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I love the way you
so
said
much.
That. Thank you.
Oh,
I really love
really
that.
Touches
Thank
me.
You. I love the way you speak. I do. Thank you.
Oh, well,
you.
I love
Very
how you
kind.
Speak and what you do. You inspire me every time. So thank you. Thank you so much. Blessings and love.
Oh, blessings
thank
and
you.
Love. And I want to thank your audience for putting up with me. It's, you know, no matter when I would have done this, it's always going to be a rat race for me, because it's a studio's life for me and I love it, but it comes with its entertainments. So having no AC and, you know, it's thanks for putting up with me. And thank you for tuning in. You know, Dr.
Yeah.
Olson, you're such a wonderful person.
Oh,
so you're a wonderful soul.
Thank you. Thank
and
you so,
so
much.
So brilliant and so beautiful. And
oh.
And the type of music you bring out is just, I when I listen to it, you're a master. It does heal.
Thank
it,
you.
Your music absolutely heals. And I thank you for what you do. And I appreciate it too. There are very few people that can master what you've mastered, and I love it. So I used to play the violin, so I got a peculiarity for it. So I love it. Thank you. Thank you. For
thank
being
you
on
so
the
much,
network.
And thank your brother also for all he's done.
Oh, I will.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much for joining us on today's transformative journey. We're honored to have shared this space with you, and we hope you're feeling inspired and aligned with your highest self. For more insights, resources, and to continue your path of healing, be sure to visit KarenOlson.com, your gateway to deeper sound healing, music, and wisdom. Remember, Sound Pathways is here every other Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, on BBS Radio TV, Station 1. Until next time, stay aligned, stay inspired, and let the magic of sound guide you.